The Australian Parliament will get another federal politician after the next election. The Electoral Commission has announced the number of MPs will increase from 150 to 151. Victoria and the ACT are gaining a seat, while South Australia will lose one. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
Australia's population has increased, and that means Parliament House will be welcoming a new recruit. The Electoral Commission has announced Victoria and the ACT will gain an extra seat at the next federal election, while South Australia will lose one politician. The AEC's Evan Eakin-Smith says that will take the number of MPs in the House of Representatives from 150 to 151 for the first time.
There's been swings and roundabouts in terms of gains and losses in different states and territories, but it has been at 150 electoral divisions since the 2001 federal election.
The AEC now has to look at where those new seats go and who takes in the extra voters in South Australia. Evan Eakin-Smith explains how the process works.
The determination made today effectively kicks off redistribution processes in the ACT, South Australia and Victoria. These are lengthy processes, and the AEC will be calling for public suggestions to inform these processes, and a redistribution committee will be coming out with a proposal.
ABC's election analyst Anthony Green outlines what is likely to occur in Victoria.
The new seat will be in the northwest of Melbourne, which is rapidly growing. That has all sorts of knock-on implications for other electorates. The new seat's almost certainly to be a Labor seat. But what the implications of creating a new Labor seat in the northwest of Melbourne has on other seats across the state is rather hard to assess.
There is a cluster of Labor seats in the northwest of Melbourne. One of those is McEwen, held by Labor MP Rob Mitchell, who's confident Labor can win the new seat at the next election.
Most of the seats that are over, the seats of Gorton, Lawler, McEwen, and Maribyrnong, Caldwell, it's all the north and the west. Now, these are all seats that are held by Labor and represented well by our teams. And I think that when we have a look at across Victoria as a whole with changes in redistributions, it will be in the Labor heartland.
He's also putting his money on Labor securing the extra seat in the ACT.
I think we should pick that up. And we've been represented there very, very well with Andrew Lee and Gabe Brotman have been great local members. So if they can mould someone in their cast, I think that'll be a clean sweep for Labor in the ACT.
Over in South Australia, Liberal MP Rowan Ramsey is disappointed his state is losing a seat.
It's a very sad day for South Australia. This is a very clear indication on how we're travelling as compared to the rest of Australia. The rest of Australia is growing and we are barely holding our own.
The federal member for Grey is worried about what impact the loss will have on the state.
Less influence in the National Parliament, that's the first one, and I think the most important one. When we had 13 members, we obviously had more of a chance to get the Eastern Australia in particular to learn about South Australia and understand what our important issues were.
Anthony Green says Rowan Ramsey's seat is safe and the loss will be somewhere across the South Australian capital.
The geography of South Australia determines that one of the seats lost will be in Adelaide itself. Grey covers the vast north of the state, Barker, the southeast, and Mayo covers the Adelaide Hills behind Adelaide. It's rather hard to draw those electorates anywhere else. So the most likely consequence is that one of the seats in Adelaide will be abolished.
It's set to be a tight race in Adelaide at the next federal election, with Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne among the seats facing possible change. The new federal electorate boundaries are expected to be finalised sometime next year.
Stephanie Boris with that report.